I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. First up, proxy war collides with the gospel. Details in a moment. Later, learn why addressing the sanctity of life could result in sharing Jesus. First, conflict between the U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen rose this weekend after heavy U.S. airstrike and answering fire by the designated terrorist group. But the U.S. is pointing past the Houthis to Iran, which denies backing the group despite evidence to the contrary over the years. Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministries describes Iran after the events from the past year.
The Iranian government has lost its influence in the Middle East.
Its proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and players in Syria, have been seriously diminished. It has also lost the support of the Iranian people, as well as financial stability.
Now, with Trump in power, it's going to be even worse, with maximum pressure and sanctions. So the Iranian government is really desperate right now for survival.
As the government brutally represses its own people, Iran Alive broadcasts the hope of Jesus.
We have a 24/7 satellite channel, and we use media to get into people's homes. So the message we have is no human can be your savior. Don't trust in human. They say something and they change their mind. The prince is not your savior. Netanyahu is not your savior. Trump is not your savior. Jesus is your only savior left.
Please pray for more spiritual breakthrough in Iran. Learn more ways to get involved in gospel ministry in the full report online. Next, Lebanon balances tenuous ceasefires on two fronts with Israel and Syria. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says,
the longer the ceasefire stays in place, the better it will become.
War, prejudice, and the threat of deportation creates a tumultuous atmosphere for refugee children in Lebanon. Little girls are especially vulnerable. Heart for Lebanon has been helping at-risk girls since its founding nearly 20 years ago.
These are young girls that have the potential or have been sold into early marriage, human trafficking, child labor, you name the bad thing, and it's probably in that bucket.
Some parents sell their girls to meet family needs. Others are abused or exploited, like a girl we'll call Lily.
She got pregnant, and she came to our medical clinic and didn't know what to do.
Lily knew she couldn't tell anyone about the pregnancy because it would bring shame to her family. Heart for Lebanon's care center became a safe haven.
We had the privilege of not only helping her keep the baby and move forward, but also restore her life and her relationship with her parents and bring back dignity to her life.
Ask the Lord to guide Heart for Lebanon staff. They're encountering rising numbers of at-risk girls.
Pray for the teachers for wisdom. These aren't easy conversations in any culture to have, because at the end of the day, it's just not the girl. There's a whole string of people around that girl that have to be dealt with at the same time.
And finally, in 164 countries, Life International is taking Christ to the mission field created by abortion. Director of International Ministries, Zach Kadu, says part of their work is raising awareness about abortion's devaluing nature.
Sometimes we have to open pastors' eyes, open church leaders' eyes to seeing how life is being devalued, or to seeing how different worldviews are impacting how we're acting or treating image bearers of God.
The team at Life International knows life begins in the womb.
Once you can recognize the value of life there, it's much easier to value life all the way throughout, from conception to natural death.
Kadu says the global church is hungry for gospel clarity on matters of life.
We see this as primarily a gospel issue. We see the value of life as something that is established by God.
When abortion is addressed from a spiritual standpoint, Kadu says the church will see change. He points to prayer as the seed of spiritual fruit.
We make sure that the local body is praying for any training, because we recognize that what we're talking about is transformation. It's spiritual work. It's work that only God can do.
Please pray for the work of Life International and learn more about this ministry at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.